Let's first of all have a roll call. I'm Bradley Powell, chair of the BAs here. To my right is
David Peterson.
David Peterson. To my left is
Evan Squire.
We're representing the BOA, so we'll go ahead and get started. The topic that we have to consider is the Hunt Brothers are requesting a split of parcel 2. N is in nighttime 8-14. If it's okay with the council or with everyone, I'd like to turn a little bit of time over to the Hunts and just ask them if they have anything that they would like to bring forth, suggest anything to kind of help the council here to understand where you're at or give us anything that we may not understand. Is that okay with everyone?
Yep.
So, whoever, Chris, if you want to,
Chris,
go ahead.
I have a seat. Come on up.
You can come sit down.
Yeah, they're small enough for us.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Well, we've had this piece of property, and it's just under an acre, and I never really thought what we would do with it or what we wanted, and then just kind of pushed it forward. It's got our shop there, and we're still working, and we're still using the shop a little bit. But Carson and Delaney and their new grandson, he turned one yesterday, they'd like to just kind of make the next step in life and build a home. And we've looked around, and of course property prices have just gone up. I mean, there's just so much money, upwards of $100,000. Even I called on one last week here in Annabelle, and it was $110,000 for a half acre. And it gets hard to spend that kind of money when we're sitting on some property that maybe we could utilize and help them build. The whole acre is I think too much for them. And we're still wanting the shop. But I kind of got thinking about it this week a little bit, and the canal has kind of give us a little bit of a hardship the way it was set up and goes through there. I think typically in a normal block there's probably what 4 acres, and you're able to split it probably evenly into 8 half-acre lots. And I think way back when that canal was set up, maybe 100 years ago or something, I think the property just kind of followed the canal. It probably didn't make sense to have, I mean, whoever my dad bought it from, have property on the other side of the canal. So I think that kind of just became a natural line, and I think that's probably why it ended up a little bit less.
Just really quick, where exactly is property line and coordination with the canal? Is it in the center of the canal?
It's about the center of the canal. We have 148 feet.
In the packet, there's one.
Yeah. We would have 148 feet there, so we'd have plenty of room. I mean, whether we turned a house here, even splitting it in half, we'd still have 107. There'd still be an option for a house here or here, and it still leaves plenty of room with the shop. Another 107. I mean, there's 284 feet in there. Plenty of room even for another house with the shop. So there's plenty of room there. The septic tank would work. I know they're going in there and they're going to cover up the canal, and then it would make it even easier for a septic system and an alternate system. They might even do it sooner. Maybe with no water this year, or potential with not as much water, they might be able to start sooner.
Richard Clark says if they run out of water, mm-hmm. then they'll just go ahead and get started on it. But he says either way, it should start this fall.
Talk to me about easements on that canal. If your property lines to the dead center, how much of an easement on each side of that is required? Do you know?
Yeah, I think, isn't it 100 feet for septic, 50 for that, if you have
a leach line, or just an easement?
I know that the canal company demands that they have a right of way to maintain that, and so they have an easement.
It was. I didn't think it was. I thought it was 10 or 20 feet.
I think it's 20.
But if 20 makes more sense than 10.
Yeah, I think it's 20. I think Eric says it's 20.
You've got to get equipment, but in visiting with Richard, and I guess he's the head of the canal or the chairman or
Richard
something,
Clark is.
And he was saying that he hopes that they could actually, like, I don't know, they give up the easement, but they can kind of turn that over to the homeowners so they don't have to get in there to maintain that. They're hoping the homeowners will maintain that after the culvert.
As long as it's maintained. If it's not maintained, then they still have that right away.
They said they still
there.
Have to come in.
Right. So then even though your property line goes right to the center of that canal, there is going to be a 20-foot easement onto your property for maintaining of that canal, correct?
There could be, yeah.
Probably like 10, more like 10, 10 or 15, yeah.
10 on
because it's both sides.
Both sides.
I think even if there was an easement and probably a 30-foot setback off the corner, I think not even considering, we'd still have plenty of frontage. We've kind of staked the house potentially out down there on how it worked out. And seems to be oodles of room still to make it work.
I'm curious, and I don't mean to hog the whole conversation, but I'm curious. You mentioned that your dad purchased the property. How long have you owned this lot?
Our father or us?
Yeah,
I'm 52 now, and I think it's been in the family for 50 years.
I think 77 I think or 76?
So it's been in the family a long time.
Yes, and that's kind of what we're trying to keep.
I understand.
Just kind of keep family. Keep it to go to family, I guess. Okay. One of the hardships we do have, though, is it's like he's saying, we don't have any way to acquire any more property to get that just that little tiny bit to make it the full acre.
And they brought that up in the planning commission.
Yeah, that's...
Well, that's where the issue is, right? It's not quite a full acre, so you can't...
I'm trying to gather all the information that I can on this. Because from what little bit that I understand is you're just, tenths of feet from obtaining that full acreage.
Yeah.
And so have
it's more than that.
It's 0.94.
So that's including the little shop property,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all this.
That's
right.
Included. What's the little sliver in between? That's what I'm curious about.
Nothing there.
Linda pulled up that little sliver piece,
yeah.
And it's just a funny line in there. It's still, that's included in that 0.94.
He was looking at it to see if there was any potential there.
And then this little section belongs here.
How much property does Matt own there?
Exactly 1 acre.
Exactly. So he doesn't have any wiggle room for that.
They switched to have
the
property they needed.
I think he'd like to build a house and then... Yeah. And sell the house, our old house, maybe to his boy, May. Yeah. And he has enough. I think he has 107, just enough to the required frontage. But if he give us 0.6, then he's, or 0.06, then
he falls into the problem.
And he's already been thinking of splitting that. So.
And at one point, we actually had the full acre. Mike Sorensen had deeded us just a little bit, but then when they built that home recently, they asked that we deeded that back to them, so that they had the property. So, where they'd, given it to us at one point, then, we kind of just had to give it back to them. That was kind of the right thing to do.
When Mom split it and sold the house, it was 2 acres. But I think when Dad bought it, it was just 0.94. But okay. I think Mike had just needed Mom something just to split it so she could sell it.
Okay. Do you have any questions for him? Are you comfortable with
No, I heard all the Steering Planning Commission too, so I have a pretty good rattle on it.
Ben, any questions?
I read a lot of that and all the back history that Tina sent us about the years of history of this fun little... half a tenth of an acre, 0.5, that we've run into, the town's run into several times over the last 50 years.
And I think we'll continue to run into it more, or even even start to consider maybe lowering it just a little bit, just because, I mean, property's just honestly gotten ridiculous, and it's just getting worse. And you know what it costs to build a house. I mean, he's looking at him doing all the work and us helping. I mean, he's $350,000 just for a starter house or more, and then you add $100,000. I mean, these kids are looking at $500,000 to get into a house nowadays, and it's just absurd, insane. It's going to make it unattainable.
So just the question I have about it, what's the purpose of splitting it? Why not just build a house on the corner of the lot and keeping it all one parcel?
A couple reasons. One is, if we sign the whole thing, it's costing twice as much, basically. The other reason is just that at this point, we can keep that other piece separate with our shop on it for now, and then we'd just either one of us would build a home on it later on or sell it, you know, once we're no longer needed up that shop.
If I understand correctly, are you physically going to sell the property to him at market value?
It's not mine or his. It's kind of the family's, so they're working with
the family. Is it like in a trust or something?
It's just in our two names.
In your names?
In our names right now, yeah. So we'd split up and sell him the half an acre. The other half would stay in our names for now.
Okay. I think we need to go back to your question. I think... I don't know how much property. Maybe you guys have a half acre. And when we settled here, and I was 25 years old, a half acre was plenty. And I kind of brought this up in the planning. But now that I'm getting older, a half acre just too much. It's just too much to take care of. Too much to try to keep up with. A whole acre. I think things were different when Dad and when our forefathers were here. I mean, we had more property set up for. I mean, to raise our crops, to have a horse. And, I mean, we had pigs and cows, and that's what we raised and planted the whole thing in corn, and that's how I think Pat made some money for the winter some years, and just to try to live.
Well, I think I understand your situation. I think what you're doing is very admirable, you know, wanting to... keep your son close, keep him here. I know that was a dream of mine, but I think the reality is all of my kids have also left. They haven't been able to afford to be here. And it's kind of a tough situation. And so before I jump in and voice my opinion and that, I was wondering if... Council wanted to say anything. Do you want to voice your opinion?
Sure.
What are you seeing?
I mean, I'm certainly sympathetic, right? Like, right. I totally, as a neighbor and as a human, like, totally understand the situation and I'm sympathetic. So, that being said, the way that the code, the town ordinance, it reads, it's half acre, right? And that's why we're here.
Right.
And the variance process means or says that we can look at things. So the approval conditions are a little. And you guys put out that paper, right? That talks through, like the hardships or special circumstances. In one of our trainings just recently, they brought up the example of, back in the day, someone sold a piece of property that was non-conforming, like this, right? But in this instance, it would have been like 0.43 acres. And if they sold that and wanted to build a house on it, the Planning Commission could not grant that approval. But the Board of Adjustments could look at that and say, you own the property at 0.43 acres. It's non-conforming, but in order for you to enjoy that property or, you know, own it, then you can have it you can build a house on it. That would be our function as a Board of Adjustments. My problem with this is that I wrote it down. And not in that text, had it pulled up, and then I got out of it.
Don't you just love electronics?
Mm-hmm.
It's great when it works.
I've been texting so much
back and forth through Refining Commission, too. It crashes at the worst part possible time.
Right,
every time. I think we've all been there.
Okay. So my stance is that as it is right now, the property can be reasonably used under current zoning at the 0.94 acres. There aren't any unique physical constraints that create a hardship to using the property at 0.94 acres. The request is primarily to increase the development potential of splitting into two lots, and in my mind, that doesn't meet the variance criteria. So that's kind of my standpoint.
Okay, thank you. And I'm kind of the same way that it's... As a move-in, also somebody that's
I'm a move-in, kind of
kind of the same situation. So okay. I've got 3 acres over to Loa that I can't use because I'm not over there. I always wanted to stay in Loa. That's where I came from. My sister bought my parents' 100-acre farm and they gave us all 3 acres on it, but I can't
do anything with it.
I love to know I own 3 acres somewhere. It's cool, but my sister's farm's it, so I can't use it. So it's just part of it. So I totally get it. Like I wish. And so that was my question about why can't he just build in the corner of it and just keep the rest of it in the family. He's on it and have all the family just know, just as the homeowner, like my brother, build a house in the corner of my dad's field. My dad drives his tractor over his back lawn all the time to get to the rest of the field. And my brother just understands that that's still just part of the property, that his backyard is still part of the farm. I was just curious. That's why I asked the question of allowing him as a family to build in the corner, just knowing that you'll be able to still use the rest of the property. If this negates the option of building a house. And I've read through a lot of the history of how many times this has happened, and it's 5 or 6 times since this 0.5 acres came into being. And every time they've cited on the, no, this is the ordinance, let the mayor or the voted-in members of the town change it if they want to. And it's pretty, like, every time it's 0.5, every time. And so it's tough. There were quite a few instances where you can find edges around your property to get that extra 0.6 or 0.4, whatever it is that you're trying to get to. And so the other question I have is, can they build on the 0.5 and not build on the 0.45 or whatever it is? Or is it just not able to be split because it's not 0.5? Curious.
You could build like you said, but you couldn't split it. Yeah. Unless at some point in the future... the ordinance
changes. So that's all I was just curious. Right.
And then you could split.
I think in the future it will change, and there's more. I mean, it's more than I know it is. And when you look at it, it is a buildable lot, and if we could split it, obviously we'd have two lots, and it's not by no means for any monetary gain or anything. But I mean, Carson's not my own. It's more so I can afford it. Not my only child. I have two other kids, and Casey has two kids too that we could potentially. Mm-hmm. You know, have another kid or someone build, and I've thought of building down there too. And I guess technically we could still build another house with an accessory dwelling unit or kind of a mother-in-law thing. The state's passed some stuff. Maybe it wouldn't be as big, but we could still build another 1,000-square-foot house. But we really don't want to do that. Then it would kind of all be in. Like if my daughter wanted to build on the other half, or Casey's boy, or someone, then it would be in one property, and then it would all be in Carson's name, and it just makes problems down the road for this. And then, Devin, when we talked about not really seeing a hardship, what do you think about the canal has kind of made this a hardship for us. Otherwise, I think we would have been able to split. I don't think we'd even be here. I think Dad would have had a full acre, and the other ones would have been a full acre too, and this wouldn't even be a problem. But the way that canal was set up before any of us were even born, I think does present a hardship for us.
The canal company is an interesting animal. They have been here so long. I've heard so many issues with the canal company.
Okay.
And they literally take precedence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are grandfathered in. They were here before the
beginning
of the time. And so it's, I know exactly what you're talking about. But I'd like to share with you my feelings on this. I support what has been said, but I'd also like to add also, when I moved here 30 years ago, I moved to Annabelle because it was rural, because it was open, because we had space. And I remember when they changed from 1 acre down to 1/2 acre, you know, and that was a little bit tough, and I understood that. And so being on this board, I feel a civic duty to support that, to protect everyone in the town. And I understand our economical disaster in construction. I'm in it just as deep as you are. I feel the pain and stuff. But when you take that hat off and you put on an Annabelle resident hat, if we were to make any type of change to this, where would it stop? Where would that protection for all of the existing residents of Annabelle come to?
I think that's why we're here, to get the variance or a hardship. And yeah. I mean, this isn't certainly the only one in town. There is,
well,
close to 17 or some others that are under 1/2 acre.
And that might be true. I haven't investigated that. That might be true. But as you say, we're here, we're now, and we're dealing with this. And it is of my opinion that I am going to have to keep that 0.50 size in place. I am not prepared. I don't feel that it would be in the best interest of the town to give a variance on this. I agree with you in that if that needs to be changed, which it might need to with all of these lots that you're talking about, then that's going to have to come not from us, not from the Board of Reviews on it. It's going to have to come through an elected official. And when that law is changed, then we could support that. But the way it's laid out right now, I feel that we are holding our feet to the fire to maintain that law. And so
I wonder, I mean, you mentioned when you came here 30 years ago and you wanted to uphold that and protect citizens. Mm-hmm. That was 30 years ago. That's in the past. Times have changed. We've got to adapt. And I don't think our forefathers were here wanting. I mean, don't you think they wanted Annabelle? I mean, obviously Annabelle has to grow. I don't know if we can't grow on the exterior, but on the interior, these are buildable lots on the interior.
I agree 100% with you, Chris. And I would encourage you that. Get involved, run for council, get voted in, and make it happen.
I'm not so sure one person can do anything.
But it has to start somewhere.
When I went to the Planning Commission, I mean, we couldn't even second the motion. I think everyone there was in acceptance that this could be a good thing and could pass. I mean, I think Devin had to say no just to get out of it.
I don't think anyone here would argue
close
that.
The meeting.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is saying this is a bad thing. I think from what I'm hearing and the way I'm feeling is that we have the plan that has been laid out. We've been told 0.50. There hasn't been any hardships or gains or anything like that. And so until that changes, we have to maintain that.
I think that the hardship is without this split, Carson can't build a house.
So the hardship relates to the lot, right? So if there was a hardship on you building on the 0.93 acres, then that would be something that we could look at.
Right.
But the hardship to splitting it, there isn't.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I mean, you could utilize the lot as it is.
I understand that part of it. It's just if he can. You know, if we sell him half foot for $60,000, he can build. If it's 140 for the other, he's just they can't do it.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I'm totally sympathetic. I'm sorry.
I am. I sit on 3 acres, and I've got 3 kids, and I'm going to be fighting the same thing eventually too. And so I feel your pain. I'm sympathetic also. But
I still wonder if we couldn't just look at the canal. I just think without that canal, like I said, we wouldn't be here. We'd have the full acre, and it would be like almost every other lot in town and in the state, the way it was set up.
I don't know about that one.
It's a tricky piece of property.
Yeah. So is this something that we need to vote on, or is it just a consensus then of the council that we're not going
to
do anything?
You do have to vote.
Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion or anything on this? Have we talked about this enough?
I'm in the last one, so.
This is only the second time I've done this.
Well,
you can't do it.
We will be very forgiving.
You can do it.
So what do I make a motion for? To keep it at 0.5, to not make it to allow variance?
Correct.
Okay. I make a motion to keep the ordinance, the variance as it is at 0.5 for now. And
do we have a second?
I don't think we're not adjusting the ordinance.
No, not
right?
Changing it.
So we would reject this.
Yeah, reject.
The motion would be to reject the proposal.
Correct.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
Okay. I second that.
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So there we are.
Good. Thanks for your time, guys.
So thanks for coming in and letting us know.
Here, so.
I will be sending you guys a letter just to tell you how you can move forward from here, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'll get it right out to you probably next week.
First. All good.
Okay?
Good.
Thank you, guys.
Alrighty. Thanks, everyone. Angel, you've done an excellent job on keeping us all informed and up to date. So thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Info and history and everything. That was very